Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attar, joining you from the very beautiful Buffalo, New York. I'm an Ayurvedic coach and yoga instructor specializing in women's health, and I'm here to share with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about on my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here and being a part of this community, and so if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also appreciate it. You could also rate and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, which helps other folks find this podcast. And I appreciate your support in getting the word out. If you have questions, feedback, things you'd like to see here on the podcast, please do head over to my website, spirocollective.com. That's spirocollective.com, or to my Instagram at spirocollective. And either place you can message me and let me know what you want to share. I love it when this podcast monologue becomes a dialogue. So please do check in, write, and let me know what you think. Super excited for today's podcast. We're talking all about what it means or why you might be craving something sweet after you eat. This has happened to me for many years, and I've had a lot of clients that have had this situation where after every single meal, they find themselves reaching for something sweet or feeling that they really want to eat something sweet. So I wanted to share four unorthodox reasons why it might be the case. Before I dive into that, I wanted to let you know that on June 13th and 14th, I'm hosting success sessions. These are 30-minute coaching sessions to help you dive deep and make a plan. They're one-off sessions. Usually I do longer Ayurvedic consultations and packages. So this is your opportunity to just get a little expert ear and mind on a situation that you're facing, on something that's causing difficulty or distress. It's going to be super fun. You get a pre-session questionnaire, a recording of our session, a written recap, and it can be a really powerful way to help you move forward. So information on that is over on my website at spirocollective.com. Again, information's also there on Instagram. And if you can't find the link, just let me know. I'll share it with you. Spots are limited, so please do sign up as soon as possible. So now let's dive into this whole sweet thing. So, you know, as I mentioned, can definitely be the case where, you know, maybe you're even eating your meal and you literally say, I'm so full. And yet you still find yourself jonesing for some chocolate or a scoop of ice cream within minutes. And it's not just you. You're not broken. There are many, many reasons why we might find ourselves craving these sweets even after finishing a meal. So let's dive in. We have four reasons here today. So first reason you might be craving something sweet after you ate is that you ate while distracted. So watching TV or answering emails while you eat is a surefire way to eat quickly and to stop chewing, which, as you know from past podcasts, is very, very important for our digestive system. When we're mindlessly eating, we don't notice the smells and the tastes and sights of our food. And by eating so quickly, the digestive enzymes of the mouth don't get to saturate our food, and our stomach doesn't have that same heads up that food is coming and that it should start also producing some digestive enzymes. Altogether, this makes our physical body not have the normal cues that food's been eaten or consumed. And so our body and mind stays in this hungry state, even though we've actually eaten food. Second reason you might be craving something sweet. You didn't have enough nourishing or grounding foods in your main meal. So we often pile our plates with very seemingly healthy proteins and beans and greens. And, you know, we're told that the most healthy meal is to have a salad with chicken breast or something green with, you know, some lean protein or some eggs. And in many ways, yes, these foods are healthy, but they're also very light and extractive in nature. And by extractive, I mean that it requires effort and energy for the body to digest and assimilate these foods. And these foods act to clean out rather than build up the body tissues. So these foods often have a bitter, pungent, or astringent taste to them, but Ayurveda teaches us that we need a balance of all six tastes in our meals. We need bitter, pungent, and astringent, but we also need sweet, salty, and sour. So those meals that are all protein and beans and greens have a lot of that bitter, pungent, astringent, maybe some salt, maybe there's some vinegar on the salad for sour, but there's nothing sweet. There's nothing that provides grounding and nourishment. You see, these sweet cravings can actually come because we haven't provided the sweet taste. So things that provide the sweet taste include whole grains or grounding vegetables like carrots, sweet potato, or zucchini. And when we eat these foods, it grounds and soothes the body with a sweet taste and hydrates the body's tissues. So the body gets satisfied and we don't have as intense of a craving for sweet after we finish our meals. Reason number three, you might be craving sweets if you ate while stressed or anxious. So whether you were answering work emails while you ate or you got into a tense conversation at the dinner table, stress is the opposite of what we want when eating. When our body feels stress, that classic fight, flight, or freeze you might have heard of, it diverts blood flow away from our digestive system and into our limbs. We literally stop digesting our foods and our muscles tighten up. This information blew my mind when I first learned about it during my PhD studies because, you know, the stress creates a situation where the mind and body stay in craving and hunger mode even while we're eating, right? We're sitting there putting food in our mouth and our body is saying, no, 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 I need more. It's fascinating. Stress and anxiety itself also create a mental craving for grounding and nourishment. And so our bodies try to compensate for uncertainty and stress by eating heavier foods. And so in these moments, we do best by eating a healthy grounding carbohydrate like whole grains or root vegetables rather than reaching for a sugary dessert. For a while, when I was trying to understand and navigate my way around some sweet cravings, I used to keep a sweet potato in the fridge, like a cooked sweet potato. And after I ate, I would then kind of supplement with some sweet potato afterwards instead of some sort of unhealthy dessert, because it was fascinating how I often just needed 3 or 4 bites of something that had a little bit of grounding in it to support me and to feel better. Reason number four, you might be craving a sweet because it's a habit. It has to be mentioned, right? The mind creates habits and they can be hard to break. So when your mind first says, I want something sweet, take a pause. Put your attention in your belly. Do you feel hunger here? And then put your attention in your head. Is your hunger here? Right? When you take a moment to notice if you feel hunger in your belly or if it's coming purely from your mind. You know, it's not to say that you can't eat something sweet if it is coming from your mind, but rather starting to notice where the craving is coming from. Is this, I am hungry, I need food? Or is this mentally, I am trying to hold on to something, or this is something that I do? So let's talk about choosing a new way. Because if you're feeling consumed by your sweet cravings, it's time to choose and to do something differently. So first, before you eat, put away your work things. Second, take a deep breath and express some gratitude for the food you're about to consume. Three, eat with minimal distractions and keep conversation on lighter or more pleasant topics when possible. Just one quick note on that. It doesn't mean that you can't talk about hard things, but maybe don't do it while you're in the middle of trying to eat your meal. Number four, make sure that your plate has some grains or nourishing vegetables on it. I want to acknowledge that this might be very different than how you're currently eating, so just choose one place to start. I'll say that I used to eat big kale salads as I answered emails, and I found myself bloated and holding a piece of chocolate after every meal. So change is possible, and once you've started to experience this more peaceful way of eating, you will be amazed at how much better you feel. So I'd love to hear from you. What is one thing you can do to help minimize your sugar cravings based on what I've shared with you today? You can send me a note over on Instagram or an email over at my website, spiritcollective.com, to let me know what that one thing is, and I can't wait to hear from you. If you want a little more personalized support in diving deep into your sweet cravings or anything else that's creating tension or taking up brain space in your world, consider signing up for a success session, 30-minute life coaching with tiered and discounted pricing available. Information is up on my website, and I can't wait to hear from you. One last note before we close out today, live stream yoga is ongoing Tuesdays and Fridays. I'd love to see you there on Zoom. You can find details and sign up over on my website. Everyone is welcome. And if you can't join us live, I do have on-demand yoga classes, including a library of short yoga practices and tutorials. You can find all this information at patreon.com/spirocollective. That's patreon.com/spirocollective, all one word. well, it's not one word, but altogether, no space. Have such a beautiful day, my friends. Thank you for listening and for being a part of this community with me. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om peace, peace, peace to you.